And as we heard earlier, hundreds of Israeli troops launched raids in several areas of the occupied West Bank yesterday, carrying out mass arrests and engaging in gun battles that have killed at least 10 Palestinians. The Israeli Defence Force said counter-terrorism operations have begun focusing on the northern West Bank areas of Jenin, Tal Karm and the Al-Fara refugee camp. Eyewitnesses described drones scanning the skies, bulldozers ramming through terrain and armoured personnel carriers on the streets surrounding hospitals and setting up checkpoints. The Israeli military said the operation aimed to dismantle Iranian Islamic terror infrastructures. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the operation should end immediately. He called on Israel to protect civilians and urged maximum restraint. Dr. Mustafa Barghouti is the leader of the Palestinian National Initiative Party. Earlier, from Ramallah, he described some of what's been happening.
What we see is unprecedented, a huge military operation conducted by the Israeli army, which we didn't see anything like that since 2002 when Israel reinvaded the whole of the West Bank. And what we see also is an invasion of many and occupation of many refugee camps in the West Bank, including in Jenin, in Tul Karim, in Nablus, in Farah. And then raids in tens of Palestinian communities and villages where arrests are taking place. The Israeli army is also destroying the infrastructure. They're destroying roads, destroying water pipelines, electricity networks, even causing huge damage to many houses in each of the areas they have entered with their huge bulldozers. And they are shooting, of course, at people. Most of the people who were killed so far, about 11, are civilians, including two children. And the operation goes on, and they maintain their military presence in each of these areas. The most dangerous thing is that they are calling on people to evacuate their homes and leave their camps. In other words, Israel is bringing the war of genocide and ethnic cleansing from Gaza to the West Bank.
As you know, of course, Israel would deny a war of genocide and ethnic cleansing, and they would say that what they are doing in the West Bank at the moment is a war on Islamic Iranian terrorist infrastructure.
Well, it doesn't matter what Israel says. What matters is what international law says. And international law says that this is genocide. And this is ethnic cleansing. What does it mean to force more than 2 million people in Gaza to evict their homes and move from one area to another six times and then get clustered in an area that is no more than 15 square miles? If it is not ethnic cleansing, what is it? But on the other hand, their claim that they are fighting Iran is nothing but a misleading statement, because Palestinians are the ones who are occupied by Israel, not Iranians. We've been under Israeli military occupation for 57 years. It is Palestinians who are struggling for their freedom from occupation, not Iranians. It is Palestinians who are suppressed, oppressed, and persecuted. It is Palestinians who have lost almost 50,000 people because of Israeli bombardment in Gaza, including 17,000 children, not Iranians. So the claim that this is a war with Iran or Iranian terrorist group is nothing but a way of distracting attention from the real conflict here, from the real problem, which is the Israeli military occupation of Palestinian land and the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people.
Dr. Barghouti, to stay with the situation on the ground in the occupied West Bank right now, when people are being told to evacuate, where can they evacuate to?
Well, they don't care, the Israelis. They just tell them, leave. They don't care where they would go. And it's not about where to go only. It's about losing your home. It's about losing your furniture. It's about losing your memories. It's about losing everything you have. And these people that they are ordering now to be displaced are the same people or children of the same people who were displaced in 1948 from their homes. These are refugee camps who have refugees who were displaced by Israel in 1948 when Israel committed 52 massacres and also destroyed 520 Palestinian communities to the ground. So you are telling refugees to become refugees again. It's such an awful behavior, and it's such an inhuman matter. And let me tell you, this talk about Iran, it's not the first time. Israel all the time tries to distract attention from the fact that it is a struggle of Palestinian people for freedom. Sometimes they talked in the past about their problem with Soviet Union. Then it was Egypt. Then it was Syria. Then it was Iraq. Now it's Iran. Maybe tomorrow they will talk about Azerbaijan. I don't know. The reality is that the problem here is that Israel is occupying us, the Palestinians, and they have to end occupation so that we can have peace. There is only one short way to peace and security, which is ending the Israeli occupation.
Dr. Barghouti, do you deny the right of Israel to defend itself? Because this isn't one-way traffic, and it's understandable that you are fighting for your people, for the Palestinians. But Israel has also been attacked and is being attacked by Hamas, and has had rockets fired into its territory from places like the West Bank.
No, this is not true. No rockets were thrown from the West Bank on Israel. This is absolutely incorrect. It never happened. And this is Israeli propaganda. But let me ask you.
So where are the rockets coming from? Where are the rockets that are fired into Israel coming from?
Let me respond to your question. Could you say before that British Army has the right to defend itself, but Irish people don't? Is that acceptable? If Israel has the right to defend itself, don't we, the people who are under Israeli occupation, have the right to defend ourselves or not? Why it is the right of one side and not the other? The reality here is a simple question. Who is occupying whom? Israel is occupying us. Who ethnically cleansed whom? Israel ethnically cleansed our people. Who is oppressing whom? Israel, with a huge, mighty Israeli army supported by Europe and the United States, is oppressing us. So you can't say Israelis has the right to defend themselves, but Palestinians don't have the right to defend themselves.
Dr. Barghouti, where does this go from here? How does this end now? You have this counterterrorism operation, as the Israelis call it, in the West Bank now. How does this end?
Counterterrorism is a misleading statement, because the real terror here is happening by Israeli army and Israeli settlers. The Israeli settlers, protected by the Israeli army, are moving around in gangs, burning Palestinian houses, burning Palestinian cars, attacking communities, and the Israeli army is defending them. Where does it end? It depends on the international community. If the international community, especially the United States, has the guts to tell Israel enough is enough, stop this military approach, end the war in Gaza, accept ceasefire, and let's open the road for what you called real peace negotiations, so that Palestinians can be free from occupation and Israelis can be free from occupation. That's the only way out of this.
And you were listening there to Dr. Mustafa Barghouti speaking to us from Ramallah.